News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A former Wausau businessman convicted of racketeering, theft, fraudulent writing, securities fraud, and failure to file individual tax returns, Jay Fisher, who used to run Valley Title. He was an agent when refinancing mortgages for people purchasing homes or refinancing their existing homes. Fisher had received over $1 million from 10 real estate transactions back in 2009 and 10. Fisher reportedly failed to pay off the old mortgages, which resulted in dual active mortgages on the homes. Fisher later satisfied just two of those mortgages after the homeowners discovered the dual mortgages. The complaint said Fisher committed securities fraud also by obtaining funds from four investors to purchase a Waupaca County campground. His sentencing will come up at a later date. He was found guilty in Marathon County Court today by Judge Greg Huber. Some would-be candidates for president spoke today to the National Rifle Association. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor was there.
At the Indianapolis meeting, NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre said the Obama administration wants to end gun rights.
The NRA will not go quietly into the night. We will fight.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio lent his support.
The safety of our families is not something that people should be forced to hope government can provide.
Louisiana's Republican Governor Bobby Jindal agreed.
We cannot let them win. We cannot let them change who America is.
Both Rubio and Jindal have talked about running for president. Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
The head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging us to properly dispose of medications. Tomorrow is Drug Take Back Day. Jackie Johnson has more.
By dropping off your unused medications, you can help prevent drug abuse. Also, DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp touts the environmental benefits. Last year at this time, Wisconsinites dropped off nearly 23 tons of prescription drugs.
When everybody gets together and does the right thing, I mean, imagine if all of that was going into our water system.
These take-back events help to ensure drugs are disposed of properly. Stepp explains, rather than being flushed down the toilet or tossed in a landfill. But what happens to all those pills?
They're actually incinerated at a facility designed for that. Very high temperatures with all the correct advanced air pollution controls on them.
Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament will not be coming back to Wausau, but basketball players should not worry. There is a replacement. The Badger State Games are picking up a 3-on-3 tournament instead. Russ Bears from the Wausau Central Wisconsin Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Badger State Games. And he said the teams will probably like it because you have referees now.
It'll be a little bit nicer. We're going to have each court is going to have officials so that will make calls where Gus Macker doesn't have officials actually make the call. Players make calls, so it'll keep the game a little more in control and make it a little more actual basketball.
And the cost of the team entry will go down a bit, too. They estimate the cost for registration will go down to about $120 per team. A school bus and a car collided in Marshfield this morning at about 7:30. It happened at East Arnold Street and North Maple Avenue. There were 11 kids on the bus when a teenage female driver pulled out from a stop sign into the path of the bus. No serious injuries. You might think Wisconsin's no longer in drought with all the snow and rain we've had, but you'd be wrong. The U.S. Drought Monitor says about 18% of the state's land area is abnormally dry or worse. In January, it was almost 60%. Now just a couple of small patches, Nisida on the north, the Baraboo on the south, and another larger area along the St. Croix and Mississippi Rivers from Grantsburg south to around the Trempealeau-Whitehall area. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns tonight, partly cloudy, turning clear, a low of 32. Saturday, mostly sunny early in the day, then increasing clouds in the afternoon, expect a high of 54. Saturday night, cloudy down to 33, then Sunday, cloudy, breezy, and cool. There's a 40% chance of afternoon rain, high 49. Monday's outlook, windy and cool with rain likely and a high of 48. Looking ahead into next week, Tuesday, still blustery, chilly, 80% chance of light rain, high 49. Cloudy and cool and still a chance of rain Wednesday with a high of 50. And again, Thursday, good chance of rain, high 52. That's the latest news and weather. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.